اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. بسم الله. For me, when those things happen, when I do that, when I feel I like to do that or I need to do that, first thing that I appreciate, if you would, through atibar, is that in the physical world, there are sounds that are, but we don't discern them unless we pause, unless we focus, unless we even screen out certain other disturbing factors. We would not be able to hear all of that. There is so much that is available that I will not be able to experience it if I don't make an effort of removing certain things and of focusing. And then we discover sounds that we did not, they were there, and I had the means, but I couldn't. Because perhaps I was walking, for example, walking, making noise. And unless I stop that noise, I stop my walking, I stop the noise that is generated by my walking, and including, of course, where my mind is. And then I can hear all of that, and I can appreciate all of that. And so it is, as you said, inside of me. When I will not be able to discern the different different energies, the different drives, the different calls inside of me, when I am distracted by other things, physical things, other types of focusing on other things, and I will not be able to discern what's inside of me unless I again sit. That's why Salah is very important, 5 times a day, with the Nawafil and with the Sunan, etc., where I disengage. And in Salah or in Dhikr, or in, you know, sometimes the practice we do of sitting still, to be still physically, to reach stillness internally, to discover what's inside of me. And many of us don't know what's inside of us, or we don't know what to make of what's inside of us. What does it mean? Certain things are inside of us that at first glance, superficial glance, or just things that don't have any meaning. No, they do. Because we did not ponder them well, we did not stand still, and we did not perhaps try to develop stillness inside of us, in addition to the external one. The external one should lead us to seek the internal stillness. And then I at least begin to identify what's inside of me, of perhaps through ilm that I learn, and through dhikr, through duha, to identify certain perhaps evil traits inside of me, or inshallah, some virtuous traits inside of me. Imma an ashkur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa imma an atuba wa astaghfira Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once I have discerned them, then perhaps there is the next step is depending on what that is what to do to keep something or not to keep it. And it could all be positive. It could all be negative. Some could be positive, some could be negative. But first of all, I have discerned them. When I don't listen, I don't discern them. And as you all know, even in worldly, even scientific matters, you have to, first of all, identify the object before you can do anything with the object. Identify it, what are its characteristics? And so that's, and in nature, and we do that which teach us these things, but also in nature itself, to do that is very, very soothing. And it helps open channels inside of us to sometimes in those moments there are things one learns just by that moment and that disengagement and that internal engagement. Sometimes Allah may send things, meanings. Sometimes in that hal one spontaneously there is a meaning of this ayah which I have never considered. Sometimes in salah, that when you are in salah and disengaged, not that you were thinking about it, but in salah, in sujood or kala, a meaning comes of khair. That is unraveled, a meaning in an ayah, a meaning in a hadith, while you are in that condition. And that condition of in salah or those experiences, condition of screening out the undesirables to discover the desirables, if you will, inside. وأذكر كلاما مثل هذا للإمام الغزالي رحمه الله تعالى. I think it was he who said some of those, sometimes gifts of Allah will come in salah. It's not that you plan them, they أحوال. Allah أعلم. That's my reflection. About your reflection in your question. No. Seeking Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking His Qurb through dhikr, through dua, through salah, through internal pondering, through doing these things that seem to be simple, but they have their effects. Don't belittle anything. Don't belittle anything of khair.